Thanks for listening to this highlight from Connecting Faith. To hear the entire broadcast or to hear more highlights from our recent shows, you can go to the Connecting Faith show page at myfaithradio.com.
We're all leaving a legacy, whether we intend to or not. Here's a highlight from Connecting Faith. I'm Ryan Thomas. How can we pass along a God-honoring spiritual legacy to those who follow behind us? That's the topic of one of Daniel Taylor's books. Daniel is a longtime professor, writer, and speaker, and he joined us to discuss creating a spiritual legacy, how to share your stories, values, and wisdom. And he shared a very touching story about a moment that built his faith when he was only 12 years old.
But when we went to work on our dancing, the boys would all line up at the door, and they one at a time would pick a girl, you know, to be their partner. And of course, it was horrible. It was horrible for the boys. I didn't want to pick a girl. Might give me away or something. But it was worse for the girls because it's a pecking order, you know. And there was this girl named Mary, and she had had polio, and she walked with a limp. She had one arm drawn up. She was overweight. And Mary was always the last girl picked. Seemed natural to 12-year-old boys, you know. So Miss Owens, who was my assistant teacher, takes me aside one day and says, "And next time we have square dancing, I want you to choose Mary." And it was just so inconceivable to me that, I mean, I thought it was like breaking the law of nature or something. As I say in the story, it's like purposely trading a Mickey Mantle baseball card for an Andy Pafko. You know, why would you do that? And then she did a really mean thing. She said, "It's what a Christian should do," you know, and I immediately thought, oh, she's exactly right. I could just, you know, I said it had to be somewhere in the Bible, you know, Jesus choosing the lame girl for the yeshiva dance or something. It was bound to be there. And so agonized. I mean, this was days ahead of time. And so finally came time to square dance again. And I'm just praying to God, make me last in line. You know, if I'm last in line or near the end of the line, I'll pick Mary. You know, that's where she always gets picked. And I'll done exactly what Miss Owens said. But of course, the teacher made me first in line. And I'm sure Miss Owens had been talking to the head teacher. And so he says, "Okay, Daniel, choose your partner." So I just kind of felt numb. Like, you know, I was elevated out of the space, and I just heard my voice say, "I choose Mary." And she was looking down at the floor as she always did. All the other girls were looking kind of brightly, like, pick me. And this look came on her face of just joy and surprise and embarrassment. And I just, as I say in the stories, I just had to look away because I'd never seen a look like that, and I've never seen one since. And I knew I didn't deserve it, you know. Think about it now. I think that's how faith is formed. It is formed by stories.